Title: Pandrift Automation on Field Recordings Intermediate. All right, let's level up your atmospheres. In drum and bass, especially around 172 to 175 BPM, field recordings can be the glue that makes a track feel like it lives in a real place. Rain on concrete, a train station, crowd noise, alley ambience, vinyl room tone. The trick is getting that texture to feel alive and wide without stealing the spotlight from the kick, snare, and bass. Today we're focusing on pan drift automation. Slow, organic left-right movement that feels natural. Not that obvious EDM autopan wobble, and not hard panning. This is subtle but deadly movement that builds tension and space, and then snaps back when you need the drop to hit like a brick. By the end, you'll have a reusable drift texture audio track that loops a field recording, drifts tastefully in the stereo field, stays out of the way with filtering and ducking, and evolves across a 16 to 32 bar arrangement. Let's build it. Step 0. Pick the right field recording. Choose something with continuous detail. Rain, wind, distant traffic, subway ambience, crowd walla, a quiet mechanical hum. You want motion inside the sound already, but not a bunch of loud random transients. Quick warning, if your recording has sudden spikes, like a door slam or a shout, deal with it now. Either edit those moments out, or plan to tame them, because later on when we add movement and width, those spikes can jump out and you'll end up fighting your limiter. Step 1. Set up the track and warp it cleanly. Drag your field recording onto a new audio track and name it FX Field Drift. Clean labeling matters once you start stacking automation. In clip view, decide if you want warp on. If you want the ambience to stay locked to the grid, turn warp on. For most ambience, Complex or Complex Pro is the safest choice. If the recording has rhythmic bits like train clacks, you can try beats mode, but keep it subtle. At DNB tempos, extreme stretching can get weird fast, so the goal is tempo locked but still believable. Step 2. Loop it and make it breathe. Set a loop length of 8 or 16 bars. Then add tiny clip fades at the start and end so it loops without clicks. Now set the gain. This is texture, not a feature vocal. A great starting target is keeping it somewhere around minus 18 to minus 24 dBFS peak before processing. Low. When your drums come in, you should feel the space more than you hear a distinct sample. Step 3. Build a mix-ready device chain with stock devices. Here's a strong default chain. First, EQ8, high pass it, usually 150 to 300 HC, depending on how heavy your sub and kick are. If your ambience is fighting your snare or hat brightness, do a gentle dip around 2 to 5k HC. Think of EQ here as staying out of the drum and bass lanes. Next, utility. We'll use it for pan and width control. After that, add a compressor or a glue compressor. This will be for sidechain ducking from the drums so the ambience moves and breathes without masking your hits. Optional vibe after that. Echo, very low mix, and maybe hybrid reverb. Short and dark. DNB gets messy fast, so treat these as seasoning, not the main course. If you want example ranges, echo at 1/8 or 1/4 with feedback around 10 to 18%, filters on, low cut around 300 HZ, high cut around 6 to 9 kHZ, and mix maybe 5 to 12%. For hybrid reverb, a room or chamber, decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, minimal pre-delay, and mix maybe 6 to 15%. Now the main event, pan drift automation. We're going to start with manual automation, because it gives you producer control. It's musical, it's intentional, and it avoids that plug-in did it feel. Go to arrangement view, press it to show automation lanes, and on the FX Field Drift track choose automation for pan. You can automate the track's mixer pan, or utilities pan. I usually like utility, because it's explicit and easy to manage if the track routing changes later. Now draw a slow drift curve over 8 to 16 bars. Keep it subtle, usually plus or minus 10 to 25 is plenty. If you're swinging plus or minus 50, it becomes distracting and starts to sound amateur, like the room is spinning. And here's a big musical tip, avoid perfectly symmetrical shapes. Perfect mirror image automation screams loop. Make it human. Add a slightly different curve on the way back. Change the speed a little. Think of automation curves like a drummer's phrasing. You can make the movement lean into the end of a phrase. In Ableton, draw a long line, then add one extra breakpoint near the end of bar 4 or bar 8 and slightly accelerate into that moment. Suddenly it feels like intention, not math. Here's a solid 16-bar intro example you can copy. Bars 1 to 8, drift slowly from center to about left 15. Bars 9 to 16, drift from left 15 over to right 20. And then, right before the drop, you a quick return to center. That reset to center is a power move. When the ambience recenters, the drop feels tighter and more focused, even if you didn't change the drums at all. Now add momentary nudges for transitions. For example, in the last bar before the drop, drift from center to left 20, then snap back to center exactly on the downbeat. That snap is like pulling a camera back to the middle right before the action. Alternative workflow, clip automation. If your field recording is just looping and you want repeatable motion, open the clip, go to the envelopes section, choose mixer and then pan, and draw the drift inside the clip. That's great for loop-based jungle intros where you want a consistent movement each repeat. Next, make the drift feel more 3D with width automation. Pan drift by itself is cool, but when width changes slightly too, it feels like the environment is changing, not just sliding. Go to utilities width and automate it over longer phrases. In the intro, maybe 90 to 110%. In a break, you can push 110 to 130 if it's not clashing. On the drop, often tighten it to 80 to 100%. Here's the DNB contrast trick. Narrow the ambience right on the drop. The drums feel wider by comparison, without touching the drum bus. It's psychoacoustics, and it works. Important teacher note here, pan doesn't always equal perceived position when the recording is already stereo. If your field recording is wide stereo, automating pan can feel like you're tilting a big stereo photo rather than moving an object. If you want clearer movement, reduce the width first. Try setting utility width to 70 to 90% as a starting point, then do your pan drift. That makes the drift read more like travel and less like smear. Now keep the center clean on purpose. A really pro habit is creating brief center windows. These are half-bar moments where pan returns near zero and sometimes width narrows too. During important events, snare fills, vocal stabs, lead entrances, or any moment you want to hit with authority. The drift then feels like it's making space, rather than constantly waving at the listener. Next, sidechain ducking so it stays out of the way. On your compressor, turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your drum bus, or better yet a dedicated kick plus snare group. Darter settings. Ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Tune to the groove. Then bring the threshold down until you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. If you want a little rolling pump, lengthen the release slightly, but keep it classy. The groove should still feel fast and controlled. Now let's turn drift into arrangement storytelling. Pan events plus filtering. Add an auto filter before your reverb and echo. This is important, because filtering before space effects shapes what the reverb and delay are reacting to. Automate the cutoff like this. In the intro, slowly open from around 500 Hz up to 6 to 10 kHz. Right before the drop, close quickly down to around 800 Hz for a vacuum effect. Then on the drop, reopen a touch or even keep it slightly closed if you're going for heavy, dark DNB. Transition move ideas you can steal. A pre-drop pull. Drift slowly to one side for 2 bars. Then hard reset to center on the drop. A break switch. During a 2-bar break, widen and drift a little faster, then narrow for the drop. Opposing motion. If you've got a riser moving right, let the field drift favor left. That separation feels like depth without needing more volume. Optional section. If you have max for live, organic drifts that never repeats, use an LFO map to utility pan. Rate super slow, like 0.03 to 0.12 Hz. And depth maybe 10 to 25. Sine works, or random with smoothing if you want it more natural. Then a second LFO map to utility width even slower, like 0.01 to 0.06 Hz. Depth maybe 10 to 20%. The key is speed. If it's fast enough to feel like autopan, it's too fast. We want space moving, not effect moving. Let's cover common mistakes so you don't waste an hour and then wonder why it sounds weird. Mistake 1. Too much pan depth. Big swings are distracting. Mistake 2. No low cut. Field recordings have rumble. That rumble will fight your sub and kick body every single time. Mistake 3. Drifting wide during critical drum moments. If the ambience suddenly pulls attention at the same time as a snare punch, the snare can feel smaller. Mistake 4. Stereo chaos and phase issues. Over-widening and heavy reverb can fold badly in mono. Mistake 5. Automation that's too perfect. If your 8-bar curves are identical, it screams copy-paste. Here's a mono check that actually tells you something. Toggle utility mono. While in mono, temporarily raise the field recording 2 to 4 dB. If it turns into harsh hiss or it disappears, your width and reverb are doing too much, and the drift will translate inconsistently across systems. Now a couple darker, heavier DNB pro tips. Keep the drift, but darken the tone. Low pass around 7 to 12 kHz so it doesn't hiss over hats. Add grit without harshness. Put saturator after EQ. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip-on. For industrial space, hybrid reverb dark room. Short decay, then EQ after the reverb to cut highs. And if you want to get extra controlled with width, use EQ8 in mid/side mode. High pass the side a bit higher than the mid, like side high pass at 250 to 400 AC. That keeps wide drift from smearing your low mid punch. Now, quick practice assignment. A mini 32 bar intro into a drop hit. Load a rain or traffic recording and loop it to 16 bars. Build the chain. EQ8 into utility into compressor with side chain and optional echo. Automate pan like this. Bars 1 to 16. Drift from center to left 15, then to right 15, but don't make it symmetrical. Bars 17 to 32, slightly faster drift, plus a couple small nudges tied to fills. Automate width. Bars 1 to 24, hover around 105 to 120%. Bars 25 to 32, gradually down to around 90%. Right at bar 33, the drop. Pan snaps to center. Width snaps to 90 to 100%. Filter closes slightly right before, then opens a touch on the drop. Then do the mono check. Make sure the vibe still works. And here's a workflow tip that will save you later. Automation management. If you find yourself with pan lanes, width lanes, filter lanes, send lanes, it gets messy. Instead, group your effects into one audio effect rack. Map pan, width, and filter cutoff to macros and automate the macros. Your arrangement stays clean, and you can rebalance the whole concept later without hunting through lanes. Final recap. Pan drift works when it's slow, subtle, and arranged with intention. Control it with EQ and utility so it stays mix-safe. Automate over phrases, then reset at key moments, especially drops. Use width automation and sidechain ducking so it feels wide but disciplined. And always check mono in a way that reveals problems, not just a quick panic button. If you tell me your BPM and whether your field recording is mono or stereo, plus what it is, like rain, crowd, train, industrial, I can lay out a specific 32-bar automation plan with exact drift ranges and transition events for your arrangement.